Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
You love that intro. Welcome, everyone. That was from my son. Thank you, Nathan Norrington. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right. You heard me right. Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, Teacher, but more importantly, a student. I am constantly growing, changing, evolving, just like anyone else that's self-aware and doing this kind of work. And all I'm here to do is just share with you what has worked. When I say happiness specialist, let me just back up a little bit. The message and what I share, I know it's controversial. I've been teaching these classes, the truth about happiness classes, California, Oregon, and now Nevada. What? 15 years now, and I already know it's controversial. The buttons will be pushed. It's disruptive. The message is not the norm because what I'm sharing is not a program. Who were you? Who are you? Who were you when you first popped out? You were an entity without an ego. And then along, what, 6, 7 months, 8 months, we developed this ego, and I'm not hating on it. I'm not hating on the ego, lower consciousness, critical mind, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. You know that voice that always says, that always tells you stories that something's wrong, and then you know why something's wrong, or you know you're feeling a certain way, angry, lonely, sad, and you have a story as to why you're feeling that, correct? And all I'm saying is be mindful of the stories, not especially, because 99% are programmed. And that's really what the show is about. And the book that I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness. So when I say happiness, let me be very clear. I'm getting a lot of, new people following. Let me be very clear. Let me give you my definition of happiness before I go on. And I know that we're all different. We are as different as our fingerprints. And my definition may be different than yours. My definition is the ability. It's a state of mind. It is your vibration. It's your energy. It's your foundation. What are you rooted in? Trust? Surrendering? Or are you rooted in a shaky foundation, a program foundation? But the good news is, oh, my gosh, the good news is happiness is a practiced skill. And I'm going to throw in this energy of peace, this energy of contentment. That's a practice skill, too. And if I can do it, anyone can do it. When I was younger, when you blow out the candles on your birthday cake, I always wished for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential, whatever that was. I had no clue, no direct, yes, titles and living here and travel, no idea. I just said, live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And just like most of us, I'm up here looking for happiness all out there, in the relationship, in the accomplishments, in the goals, in the traveling, all out there. But the truth is, all of the peace, all of the contentment comes from within. It has nothing to do with anything external. I know. The programming says something different. Achieve this. In fact, you know, one of my favorite, I love this woman. I love her. I just found her about 2 or 3 months ago. I don't remember, but exactly. But Mel Robbins, and she's on that program, how the brain, how the mind gets programmed to behave in a certain way, and she is on it. She recognizes it. And I looked at one of her videos today on Instagram, and she was talking about life gets better and how she lost her job. She was a newscaster. She lost her job years ago, and she says life gets better. She was saying that, and I'm not quoting, but she was saying that the future is always better. It's going to be better. It's going to be better. Well, that's a program. Anytime you are out of the present moment, looking into the future, and the future is going to be better, and what's better anyway? What does that mean, better? Is better, first of all, better is a judgment. All judgment subtract from your peace and from your happiness and from your contentment. Again, be mindful of the words that you use that are a judgment, because all judgments are a program. Let me get back to the intro. You know, I just, happiness is a practice skill. So the practice is reverting back to who you were when you were born. There's nothing wrong with accomplishments, titles, money, awards. There's nothing wrong with that. But accomplishments, titles, awards, status, wherever you're living, relationships, how much you weigh, how you look, has nothing to do with contentment. And I'm gonna switch it up, because the topic is what does contentment feel like? And I'm here to share with you what does contentment feel like. It has nothing to do with what I quote unquote expected. And that's another thing, that's another program that subtracts from your peace and happiness, is expectations. But I digress. So if your accomplishments, if everything external isn't responsible for this piece. Oh, and by the way, before I go on, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and just press the number 1. We have people in the queue, but you can listen in the queue, or you can press the number 1 if you want to speak with me live. And we already know what to do on wisdom. Just ask to join the conversation. So this contentment, let me just back up a little bit. The world sells dissatisfaction. Look out there. You want to be slimmer, you want to be taller, different color hair, all of it. The world sells dissatisfaction. Are you even able to feel contentment? And when I say contentment, you can feel it. There are moments where you can sit in the present moment. Your shoulders are down. You're relaxed, and that feeling sometimes, that feeling of gratitude, I'm just overwhelmed, universal moment. Sometimes when that happens to me, I just burst out in tears. The connection, I can't describe. And so, but I didn't have that connection all the time. Sometimes I felt really satisfied, really content, but it never stayed. Same thing with, I could never maintain it. Until now, 67 years old, 4.5 decades of practice. And I have to tell you, regardless of what you think, this practice works. I think the universe, you know, they have this relationship with me, because if I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, if I'm claiming that, oh, really, how about this one, Rebecca? Bam! Fastball right between the eyes. And I have to say, at this stage, I'm hitting every ball out of the park. Not all the time, but it's a lot more than it used to. So let me just share, especially with my new listeners, one of the most, some people know about it, but it is a study done by a hospice nurse. You can just Google it. It's called The 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. I know I always introduce the show with this, but I think that the results are very powerful. The 5 most common regrets of the dying. These are people with days to live, months to live, weeks to live, and they're out, and they're checking out. There's a lot of truth. There's a lot of truth that can be learned. And in fact, I encourage everybody that's listening to visit one of these homes with these people that, you know, the elderly are living. And what do they regret? You get a lot. The truth is always going to be exposed. What is the word I'm looking for, which I cannot find? The truth will always shine one way or the other. The truth will always be seen. And these people that are dying, I mean, breathing their last breath, 5 most common regrets of the dying. The first one is, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Number 2, I wish I didn't work so hard. What's up, workaholics? I wish I didn't work so hard. Number 3, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. We are all as different as our fingerprints. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. If you listen to me, you know that I always say, sometimes, more than not, the more I grow, and when I say I grow, I'm talking about the growth. Sometimes I just outgrow people. Nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with me, no judgment against them, no judgment on my end. I'm just outgrowing you. I'm not going to spend my days around people in kindergarten. No judgment. But there's a level to, my peace, my happiness, my contentment is found in the mirror, and I'm there 24/7. It's not about anyone else. It's not about the state of the world. It's about what I'm doing. You know, thank you, Michael Jackson. I'm talking about the man in the mirror. Ooh, I'm asking him to change his ways. And so that's it. I've got to change. And why? I've got a Jones. I have a fascination. I'm focused on this contentment. My favorite quote from Abraham is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So for me, it is about this journey now. It's nothing to do with accomplishments, unless they're personal accomplishments, meaning, wow, that used to really bother me. Now, who cares? That's where I am at. That's where I am right now. Let me just get back to, I can't believe I skipped. I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. And the last one is, of course, I wish I would have let myself be happier. And let me be very clear, this is a vibration. But the truth is, I don't have to feel peaceful to be peaceful. My emotions, my feelings do not dictate my peace. Just because it's storm on the surface of the ocean doesn't mean that there's not peace at the bottom. So I don't have to feel peaceful to be peaceful. Why do I rely on my feelings to be peaceful? And I'm not going to put a label on my feelings. This story about I'm feeling lonely. I'm lonely. You're not lonely. You're programmed. The lonely program. I had it. And it's so freeing. It's so when I say freeing, it just lightens everything up. I'm not a slave to how I feel. I know the truth. My inner being knows the truth. I'm not my ego. I'm not my body. I'm not what my ego thinks. I'm not what my ego says. I'm separate. My inner self knows. Nothing has to be right in my life. Nothing has to run smoothly for me to feel peace, for me to be at peace, and for me to feel contentment. Everything can be a mess, and that's the challenge. I don't know about you, but I was programmed that if shit hit the fan and the life was upside down and the challenge, here we go. That's a bad day. Well, there are no good days or bad days. They're just days. Be mindful of the labels that are programmed to be attached to a certain feeling, to a certain emotion. I know. This isn't regular stuff. This ain't regular. Let me just back up a little bit. So what is the practice? When I say happiness is a practice skill, what is the practice? Like any other skill, the more you commit to the practice, and it is daily, not only daily, it is moment by moment, the better the results. So the question to ask yourself is, are you ready? Do you even want to? Do you even desire to prioritize that vibration of peace and contentment, and that vibration of satisfaction over everything else? You know, I just did everything backwards to the program. I was looking for this happiness thing first. Everything else is second. This peace is first, number one. Everything else is going to fall into place. I trust that. I believe that. What's going to fall into place, Rebecca? The practice is being okay with uncertainty. How about that for contentment? How about that, ego? Are you able to be content when you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow? I am. Didn't happen overnight, I'm going to be honest. Didn't happen overnight. So the first part of the practice is to gradually eliminate, while practicing patience with yourself, while practicing being kind to yourself, practicing behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your inner peace, your contentment, and your happiness. And again, those words, happiness, peace, contentment, have the same vibration for me. It is the same vibration. So it's not the word. It's the energy. It's the personal vibration. I really, really want to share that one. And let me back up a little bit. I'm not running around here thinking that I have all the answers to all of this, but I definitely have a practice that works for me 100% of the time. 100% of the time. And I'm going to say, wink, 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 no winking. I'm going to say that it would work for you also, because it's what the practice is, exposing the programs. And let me just start with a few of program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from contentment. And then I'm going to share what the heck has happened this week and how I don't even recognize me or my ego. This is really what's going on. I don't even recognize that person that I used to be. First part of the practice, eliminating those program behaviors, and they can start with having hate, disdain, or dislike for any other person. Ooh, I did that one. Ooh, I hate them. I remember that would just roll off my tongue. I hate them. I don't like them, including yourself. Identifying with the body, thinking your body is your identity, thinking that critical mind, that lower consciousness is you. You are not your thoughts. I know, you're not. You're separate. Who you really are, this is a good program, I'm wasting time. You've heard that one. I'm wasting time. That's a big program. You are an eternal being. It is impossible to waste time. I know, but buy into it or not, you are an eternal being. Is there anything wasted time in the universe? Ooh-wee, having regrets. That's a program, too. Rushing. Well, this is an easy one. How many of you out there rush? How many of you out there still are rushing? This is a homework assignment. You can take it or not. But practice paying attention and just stop rushing. See, another practice, when I said earlier about the challenges that we all have, the daily challenges, how about this for a homework assignment? Whatever problem or whatever challenge you're having, how about asking, and this is going to be a good one, ask the ego, ask that lower consciousness for another perspective that's going to allow you to feel lighter, energetically lighter. And when I ask my ego, hey, ego, how is this serving me? Because I know that everything that happens, regardless of whatever story my ego says, I don't want to be experiencing this. I promise you that whatever happens is happening to serve me and a betterment. And I know you have examples of that too. I'm not the only one with examples of facing a challenge and now, no, what is it? Challenges or opportunity for growth? I've heard that somewhere. I didn't say it, but I like it. It's the truth. But I wasn't programmed to believe that. I was programmed to challenge, red flag, stop, resist. No, don't want it. Not anymore. It's an open, welcome arm. Open arms to whatever you have, universe. And see, I don't have any wants. I don't have any desires other than what the universe wants for me. That's it. I had to let those go. Whatever the will of the universe is okay with me. I'm not pretending to think that I'm driving this ship. I'm not driving. Because if I was driving, it would look totally different. Here we go. This is an easy one. Oh, I have this bad. I was addicted to this one. Needing to be right. How many of you, let's talk about the addictions, the addictions to being right, the addictions to drama, the addiction to having expectations, the addiction to bad news, the addiction to sharing bad news, the addiction to comparing yourself with someone else. All of these are programs. The addiction to, come on, how about this? If you find yourself you can only muster up one perspective, then you know that that's the ego that's in charge. That's a program. So it's really breaking through. Let me share with you. What a rough week. And I'm saying that rough as far as growth. I mean, they hit me all the time. Yesterday, I fell. What? That's right. 67-year-old, wee! I've fallen twice in my life that really caused a quote-unquote injury. The first one probably was in the 90s, early 90s. I fell so hard on my knee, on my right knee on the side, that when I did get my knee, not replaced, but arthroscopic surgery, the doctor said, well, you have a bone exposure. So it hit so hard, bone exposure. And then yesterday, and it was my fault, I was rushing. Thank God in this house there are those safety bars. You know those safety bars that old people hold on to? That's right. I was holding on, because I know I was holding on to the safety bar and lifting one leg up, don't even ask. Lifting one leg up, it's a bathtub shower. One leg up, And because I don't have a bath mat in that bathtub, which I do now, I slipped, but I was holding on to that handle, which is a safety bar, for dear life. If you know me, you know I've been teaching fitness classes for 45 years, so I'm not saying I'm very strong, but I'm pretty strong. I held myself up. However, it wasn't before my left leg. Let me look at it right now. Yep, it's still, woo-wee. I should probably take a picture of this and put it on Instagram. My left leg from the knee all the way to the inner thigh scraped on that railing, you know, that silver railing that sticks up. Boy, oh boy, was that painful. I was screaming, ah! Slipped, stood up. After the slip, I had a little whimper. Little whimper, maybe for about 10 seconds of whimpering. But usually, I'm talking about usually for me. I've been studying me for a long time. Call me whatever you want, but knowing yourself is really powerful. And knowing who you are and also acknowledging your growth, celebrating your growth. Anyway, back to the shower incident. Back to the shower trauma. I was whimpering for a minute and my leg was still stinging. Ooh, wee, it hurt. Ooh, it hurt a lot. And then I just stopped whimpering. And how is that funny? Am I going to be able to find humor in that? Yeah, you can hear me. That's funny. Happiness specialist almost dies in bathtub, her own fault, slips and falls and scrapes and... What was the lesson? Well, my lesson was slow down, be more careful. You're not, reflexes are great, strength is great, but slow down. And if you really want to know the truth, I'm going to tell you anyway. I was rushing to get into the shower. Someone's coming to the house and I needed to take a shower. I was rushing. So there you go with the rushing. No more rushing, especially in my own house. But I'm able to share the story with you and share that was a different response than I would have had 5 years ago. Let me hit you with another story of this week. Someone very, very close to me in my family. I was wondering, you know, I've been talking back and forth, and I study people, and meaning I get a sense, not study, I can feel, that's what it is, I can feel people's energy, and there was something off about this person for about a year and a half, and I didn't really know what it was, but there was something off. The way that they spoke was different. How they spoke was more deliberate. It felt like they were acting, not really being themselves. I mean, I've known this person, almost 40 years. And for the last year and a half, there was a little, it was just different. And finally, it hit me. I was having a conversation with my best friend, and it hit me. They're in these, it's a cult. They're in a cult. So a person in my life that I love would do anything for unconditionally, is in a cult. How do I know? I know. There are certain behaviors and distancing, talking different and distancing from people that you love. There are certain behaviors. Now, what am I supposed to do with that? What is the happiness specialist, peace practitioner supposed to do with that? Here's the practice. Number one, my journey is unique to me, and so is everyone else's journey. How can I find contentment with someone that I love that would do anything for and they're in a cult. What do I do with that? The practice is, and it's not an easy practice, is to trust that their life, just like everybody else's life, is a personal journey, and they are supposed to be in this cult, be in this situation for their own growth. And I was even having a conversation with my best friend, and he was telling me, yeah, I was in a lot of cults too when I was in my 20s and 30s. I was looking for answers, and that's really what I'm believing that this person is doing, looking for answers. Aren't most people looking for answers, looking for contentment, looking for peace, looking for happiness? That's one of the things that Mel Robbins said on her podcast. She said, I just want to be happy. Isn't that the ultimate vibration? Contentment regardless of the circumstances? Can you imagine being able to be content? So how does that happen? Well, the practice is 10 out of 10, not 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 commitment, prioritizing, wanting to have a different foundational vibration. What? A different foundational vibration. How about your foundation is rooted in contentment? Whatever I have to do, whatever I have to do, and I get a lot of pushback from that. Well, you're self-absorbed and narcissistic, whatever. I've been called a narcissist before. Well, narcissists are people too. However, whatever you call anybody else, whatever you point your finger at and label someone else, you already know that's you. So I don't call anybody names anymore. I used to, but I don't, because I'm really talking about myself. But that's another show. That's another topic. 10 out of 10 making a commitment. I get it all the time. How important is this peace? How important is this happiness to you? How important is contentment to you? And if it is number one, your behavior is going to reflect that. Am I yelling at you? I don't mean to be yelling. I'm just passionate. Turn the volume down. Making happiness a priority. So here we go. The other practice is surrendering to whatever I'm experiencing in the moment. So that means surrendering to it. It's not, I don't want this. I don't want my loved one to experience this. The trust is whatever anybody's experiencing, it's out of my hands. Humbling the ego, recognizing the purpose of the ego or the lower consciousness. Yeah, in the beginning it was to protect the humans from the wild animals, not to be eaten. But now it's the lower consciousness ego has gone out of control. And it's more than protection now. It's this is right, this is wrong. It's a whole program that if you practice consciously being self-aware in every moment, that means you know what you're saying, you know why you're saying it, you have an intention. Not just blurting something out. Hey, how's your day going? Hey, what did you do that week over the weekend? Do you have a good weekend? It's Friday. Have a good weekend. That kind of thing. But, you know, that's another program. And recognizing the difference between you and the programming. And when I say you, I mean your inner self. Recognizing the difference. There is a difference. Detach from that program. It's not who you are. Living consciously and being yourself without shame, being who you are. I was telling my friends, I have my own style now. It is as wacky as hell. I have pigtails. I wear a headband. I wear flannel shirts. I wear stuff that doesn't match. And that's my style now. I don't wear heels anymore. I don't wear dresses. I just living in Oregon for almost 5 years, I'm a farm girl. Anywho, I don't even know how I got it. Practicing trust. The only reason why Worry, and that's another program. The program of worrying. That's a program. And don't think that telling somebody that you're worried about them. I get a lot of I get so much. Ooh, they don't like this one. Don't think that if you tell somebody that you say that you love, that you're worried about them, that means that you care. I'm worried about you. Now, you let somebody know that you're worried about them so they can change their behavior. And this whole worry thing is a program anyway. And let me say, sometimes these programs are so deep-seated, and I'm going to share with you one of my most deep-seated programs that I had to eliminate because I was not finding any peace for almost 2 years. And it was that whole political thing. Just because I'm a happiness specialist, peace practitioner, all that, I have a side. I still have a side. But that side that I had was, this is right. And this is serious. Vaccination versus unvaccinated. Vaccinated versus unvaccinated. I had a side. Mask versus no mask. I had a side. But every time I had a preference and every time I would say something is right, something is wrong, and make a judgment about it, guess what? My peace was drained quicker than drained. And it didn't feel content. It didn't feel good at all. So the program of what I judged, right, wrong, smart, stupid, all of that, the practices, everything is in divine order, whether or not my little pea brain can comprehend it or not. Everything is in divine order. Do you trust that? Do you believe that? You either do or you don't. And I had to give up. I had to give up that program, which was, you know how passionate both of those sides were. You know, come on. There was a lot of anger, a lot of fear, a lot of anger on whatever side you are. And I had to come to this conclusion. Thank you, universe, because there was no peace come with that whole mindset of having a preference. That's another practice. Oh, I prefer this. I prefer this weather. I prefer this kind of government, whatever. Like you, like me, just like this country, has a destiny. This country has a destiny that I can't stop, that I can't change. I get it, this ego thinking that I'm in control. I have a say. This country has a destiny too. And finally, when I let go of all of that, thinking that there's something off or wrong, regardless of what side, it's the same argument, it's the same story. Regardless of what side, the other side is wrong, right? The other side is off. Come on. I had to let that go. My peace and my contentment is even more than that. It means more to me than anything. How am I going to serve if I'm not internally, if I'm not feeling contentment and internal contentment or internal peace? How can I serve if what's inside turning around like a garbage disposal? How can I serve if I'm not at peace? How can I do that? I had to let go of one of my deepest programming about this country. I grew up in a time where, hey, you salute the flag, you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, all that. I grew up in a different time. I was programmed. I'm not saying anything good or bad, but I recognize that the programming was the one that was causing my suffering, not the event. What do I control? What do I control? And if I don't have any control over it, it's not entering into my biosphere, stratosphere, atmosphere. Now, that doesn't mean, let me be very clear, that doesn't mean that you can't take action, that you can't contribute to your favorite side, that you can't march or whatever you want to do. That doesn't mean that. But I had to let go of that. This is serious energy. This is important. To a place where whatever is happening, I'm hopefully very clear, whatever is happening for a divine reason, whether my ego wants to believe it or not. But the program finds what's wrong in the world. The program finds what's wrong constantly. Ask that voice, ask that critical voice the next time when you're in a challenge. Hey, you want to shut it up? You want to shut your ego up? Ask your ego this question when you're challenged. Hey, you know, I've had a lot of circumstances, but I look back, you know, the most famous one is the mother dies and gives the family house to the handyman. Look back, how did that serve me? Well, if you listen to the show, you know, hey, eliminating more expectations, eliminating blame, eliminating attachments. How about this? This whole the country has a destiny. How about being detached from all outcomes, personal and public? Detached from all outcomes. And again, I'm not saying not to be active. But I sure am not. I sure am detached from an outcome, from what I cannot control. Oh man, Ashevitz. I don't even know where I left off. Being impatient. You know, being impatient. That's another program. Where does that start? I'm impatient. I'm impatient with myself. If you're impatient with others, that means you're impatient with yourself. One of my students was telling me last week, she said she dropped something in the kitchen, you know, one of those big drops where you drop a salt container and all the salt spills all over the floor, you know, one of those big ones. And she said immediately what came out of her mouth was, "You're an idiot. You're stupid. You can't do anything right." What is that? It's a program that this woman, she's in her late 70s, still says it to this day. But what she does is she recognizes that it's a program. So all I'm saying, listen, the self-awareness is the work. Self-awareness is the work. It's the beginning. It's the work. Consciousness. So how does contentment feel like? I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like nothing. It feels like I'm okay with whatever is in my path for the day. Scratch the day for this moment. But the day, in the moment, I'm okay. I've got my right hand up in the air right now. I'm okay with whatever you bring me, universe, because my ego is not going to convince me that whatever I'm experiencing isn't going to benefit me. Again, I said, ask the ego, how is that serving you? And you'll hear silence. Then you ask the ego, can you think of something good that's going to come out of this challenge? Can you think of something good that's going to come out of falling and, what is this, about a foot? This is a foot a bruise from my knee all the way up to my inner thigh. I should measure it. At least 10 inches. Fat, too. It's wide. It's not just a thin bruise. It's wide. That's okay. I'm fine. You can feel my energy. Family member that I love more than anything, would do anything for, is in a cult right now. That's their journey right now. I trust. There's nothing wrong here. There's no mistakes. I trust that is their journey. And they need to experience that cult. if I was in charge, this world would look different. If I was in charge, there wouldn't be any wars. There wouldn't be any people hurt, getting hurt by someone else. If I was in charge, but guess what? I'm not. Oh, it would be a different place, kinder place. Your homework assignment is, my dear listeners, your homework assignment is, I'm asking you, how many times do you smile a day? How many times do you laugh? How many times are you kind to someone else? Especially, you know, it's easy to be kind to people that are nice. How about being kind to the bully? How about being kind to the narcissist? How about being kind to the asshole? How about that? How about recognizing the program that you're programmed? How about doing what's not easy? Just looking in the mirror and taking full responsibility. That's another one. Oh, my goodness. Don't start with me, you know, the book that I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness. Don't tell me you could hurt my feelings. Don't tell me I can hurt your feelings. Don't tell me I can offend you. I know we're all programmed to believe that, and that's what the world says. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I wish somebody would say, oh, Rebecca, you hurt my feelings. No, your feelings are your responsibility. And I wish somebody would say, oh, Rebecca, you made me mad. No, your anger has something to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. That's the truth, but it's not being taught. It's not being told. Responsibility. Who wants that? But that responsibility of self, it is the most powerful, powerful contentment I have found in 67 years. Contentment with self, contentment with my the moment, contentment with my experiences, contentment with all of it. It's a practice. The world is, and the ego will never be content. The ego will always say there's something more to do, something more to be, something more to accomplish. And I'm not saying not to accomplish. I'm saying find that satisfaction, find that energy of contentment in the present moment. And you will be able, when you practice that, you will be able to bring that in the strong, not the stronger, it's just like lifting weights. The stronger you'll get, no, I'm content. This is fine. Thank you. I don't get it. I don't like it. Now, ego doesn't. Now, scratch that. Don't identify with your ego. It's not you. You're more than that. Okay. That's fine. Next. Got to be here to serve me in some way. Thanks a lot, ego. I mean, thanks a lot, universe. Oh, I cannot wait to find out what happens today. Excited? Excited. The feelings of excitement, the feelings of contentment, even the feelings of being angry, even the feeling of being angry or getting angry, the story behind it. I have someone that wants to, hold on a second. Let's see, how do I do this? One of these days, I'm going to have a whole studio with the whole crew behind me. I don't know when it's going to be or even if it ever is going to be. But right now, it's just me and the phone and the cell phone and a MacBook Pro. Hold on a second. Area code 780. You are live. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Hey, Rebecca, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call this
morning. Hi, Jay. Yes. Thank you for joining.
You're welcome. It's a great topic. I think what you're talking about regarding satisfaction is, or contentment is that usually if we find that we're talking about this on another show, and it's about the expectation, but also there is a an outcome that follows up everything, basically. I find the expectation is of of a result, or when you set the intention or do something in action, we always want a result that goes our way, the way we planned it maybe. So if we do that, sometimes the universe puts us in a position where there are roadblocks or there are some things along the way, but you'll usually get to your destination or whatever that satisfaction is, but it may not go smoothly.
That's how
I look at it now too. Yeah.
May not. And that's the whole point. Thank you for even bringing it up with a different way of saying it. Attachment to an outcome. That's why I don't have any goals or plans. No, whatever you have planned for me, universe, I'm going to be good with it. I gave up all desire. No, how about a desire for more peace, a desire for more contentment? But just like you said, having an expectation and an attachment to an outcome. I love that.
Right. Too. Yeah. You're welcome, but the thing is we have technology that, like, this is the reason I don't have a phone. And I feel that it's been beneficial to my feeling or thinking or intending is that when we have, let's say we send somebody a text, we expect that person to reply back. And if they don't reply back in a certain amount of time, which is a very short period of time, then we wonder, why didn't you reply back in that time? So what's happened is it trains our brain. This is kind of like brain distraction gym. to have an expectation. So when we do the manifestations, we have the expectation of an outcome based on training or the distraction brain gym stuff that technology has given us. So we don't get any practice. We get practices of distraction and expectation. We don't get to the point of trust. Maybe another show talk about responsibility too, of feeling, thinking, and being and doing, because it has a big part of it too. We are responsible, so we can't blame anybody else for our own actions if we don't take responsibility for ourselves for those actions. So yeah,
perfect. And you know, this whole texting and expecting someone to text back. I've told this story before. When my son, he's a free spirit, and I could be on the phone with him and we're talking 15 minutes, even 20 minutes, or an hour, doesn't matter the length of time. And then we hang up the phone, and I forgot to tell him. And I call him right back. Do you know that little piece of wonderful young man doesn't answer the phone? But the practice is I don't expect him because I already know he answers, he talks when he's inspired, and it's never personal. One of the things, if I meet someone new and I happen to exchange a phone number or cell phone, I always say, see, this is the thing, this is the practice, because I already know. I said I'm not a phone person. I'm not a phone person. Somebody new, I'm not going to be on the phone with you yakety-yacking. I'm just not. I said, I text. And I said, and I'm not going to text you. That's another thing, this may, something, possibility. I'm very clear. I will not text you back right away. I'm just letting you know. It could be an afternoon. You text me in the morning. It could be an evening, or it could be the next day, or it could be 3 days later. I let everybody know that in my life, everybody that has my cell phone number knows that, number one, I'm not going to answer the phone every time it rings, just because maybe I'm not inspired. I want to talk to anybody. It's not personal. And I'm not going to text back right away. So I let everybody that knows me knows that. And so when you said responsibility, it is my responsibility to keep the peace, to keep my peace. I know. And there are some people that, well, that's rude, that's inconsiderate, that's fine. But if you're in my life, then either you accept that or you don't. and I'm going to be okay. That kind of thing, is that what you're talking about when you said responsibility?
Yeah, yeah. And also responsibility, too, is that You just said one of the four agreements, right? Don't take it personally. And what you think of me is none of your business. So,
well, I love that one.
I'm looking at
that.
The reason why I'm doing that more, that I just find it over the last 2 years or 3 years of what's happened with the health crisis and what people did is that I got really disconnected with the people that I was close to for what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got closer to them because I'm going like, well, this is their own decision. I'm just going to accept them where they are right now. So that's I took a different direction on that. I think for me, it served me really well because I can actually go in peace in that instead of be resentful what they did because that's not my business. So, I mean, just that's what I look at now. Yeah, so, yeah, and just enjoy their time on this earth or whatever. So, I mean, that's how I look at it now because we just don't know, too. And,
Yes, exactly. You know, I love when you contribute, Jay. Thank you so much.
You're
that's
welcome.
Exactly what I'm saying is we don't know how long we have here. I said it before at the beginning of the show. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It really is about the enjoyment of this journey. And I'm not talking about enjoyment of the journey when it feels good. I'm talking about enjoying all of it. And the attachment. See, attachments is a program. Having expectations is a program. You didn't pop out learning, knowing how to have an expectation of somebody and somebody else's behavior. You're already setting yourself up. Happiness is a practice skill. Contentment is a practice skill. Peace, being at peace with everything in life is a practice skill or whatever, when I say in life, what you encounter on this planet is a practice skill. Be mindful of the programs that say, that judge, that label. And if you don't want to prioritize peace and you don't want to prioritize contentment, that's okay too. I'm good with it. There used to be a time where, hey, come on, world. Don't you want to be happy? Isn't everyone? World, happiness. No. Everybody doesn't want to feel. No, it's not normal. It's not. I saw I was called a liar just a couple of weeks ago. And you're a liar. What did they say? Lying, not acknowledging my feelings. Ah! Listen, I just broke free of the program, and I know I feel whatever I feel whenever I'm supposed to feel it. But I'm not going to attach a story to it of why I'm feeling energized or why I'm feeling lack of energy or why I'm feeling angry or why I'm feeling name whatever emotion you want to throw in, whatever you want, fill in the blank. They're all interchangeable because it's the energy, it's the vibration, personal vibration that I believe, not everybody, that I believe is most important. Yeah, I'm going to say this. I know I've told the story a million times, but I just have to say it because it's, don't have time. Well, it's about how I was told I was toxic. I was selfish. I contributed zero to the planet. Can you imagine I contributed zero to the planet? Yes, I contributed zero to the planet. I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting other people's time talking about this happiness stuff. And with all of that said to my face, you know, Walter O'Brien, you know the story. He's worth $50 million, 197 IQ. Yes, I'm basically a waste of skin. A waste of skin. There was absolutely nothing that he said to me, to my face, I took personally. His words. You put the power behind the words. You do that. You can call me any name in the book. Any name. Your words have zero power. Was I always like that? Hell no. You could cut me with your words. It's like cutting me with a knife. No. But when you practice and you let go of all of the programs that words can hurt, words can offend, words can, I know it's not popular. I get it. I'm a lone wolf. Ooh, just like, I'm a lone wolf. That's okay. I got this peace and this contentment thing. I'm riding it all the way to the end. All the way to the end. So there are 360 degrees in the circle. That means that there are at least 360 different perspectives. And one person can only find one perspective. What's the practice? Finding a different perspective. And whatever you're going through, whatever your challenge is, you want to practice that? If you do, right around the corner, you will discover more contentment. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website, it's getting updated. I don't know how long this is taking, a little bit longer than was promised. However, no expectations there. How about this? Whenever the new updated website is going to be up, it's going to be up. But now, it's not. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I've got a few videos on YouTube. That's going to be updated too. And see, that's the other thing. Am I content with that? If I could snap my finger, all of this would be done. The YouTube channel would be updated. The website would be updated. But no. For whatever reason, the universe is dragging their feet on this, and I will be damned if I'm going to be behind that. Why isn't it? No! Everything happens when it's time. Everything happens when it's supposed to. And if it's not happening, guess what? It's not supposed to be happening. Simple. The book that I'm writing now is called Program for Unhappiness. And then there's another book that I think I'm going to be putting together. Not think. I am going to be putting together answers to questions that nobody asks. That nobody asks. Asks. A-S-K-S. Asks. So until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're not your body. You're not your ego. You're a conscious energy that never dies. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting where you are in every moment. Be your own best friend. It's not about tomorrow and I'm going to be better. How about right now in this moment? You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with your truly global happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. And remember, happiness is a practice skill. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace and the more contentment you will experience. And every moment reflects on what you practice. Every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Getting real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.